sort of half blessing and half curse poem. This is a poem called Unrelenting Flood. It mentions a jazz musician, a famous pianist named Art Tatum, who was one of the great giants of his instrument and of the history of the music. He was like a startlingly large number of great early keyboard musicians, nearly blind in the later part of his life. This is, and in fact, the poem refers to this better than I can summarize it, so I won't. In fact, there are interesting ways in which that helps to form a style. Tatum was famous for, among other things, his a kind of inundation of notes and melody, a sort of filling of all the available spaces into which silence and rest might go with music without making you feel as if things were bursting. The poem is called Unrelenting Flood. It goes like this. Black key, white key, no, that's wrong. It's all tactile. It's not the information of each struck key we love, but how the mind and leavened heart travel by information. Think how blind and near blind pianists range along their keyboards by clambering over notes a sighted man would notice to leave out, by stringing it all on one longing, the way B-fingered, blind, mountainous Art Tatum did, the way we like joy to arrive in such unrelenting flood. The only way we can describe it is by music or another beautiful abstraction, like the ray of sunlight in a child's drawing, running straight to a pig's ear, tethering us all to our star.